Your Bibles, if you would please, to Psalm 118. Psalm 118, that's page 657 in your Scofield Bible. Psalm 118, page 657. And let's stand together. We'll read the first seven verses responsively. I'll begin with the first verse, and you join me on the second. Psalm 118, verses 1 through 7. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Hear the Lord say that His mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. And let's read together in the seventh verse, please. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Our Father, we thank You for the truth of this passage. What an encouragement it is to just read it. And Father, if we did nothing more than that, it would have been worth our while to come to church today. Thank You that Your mercy endures forever. Thank You that You're on our side. Thank You, Father, that that we are among friends, and yet, Lord, You're with us, and You're with us when we're in trouble. You're with us when we're in distress, and we thank You. And Lord, we pray that today Your Holy Spirit will come and prepare our hearts, prepare our preacher, prepare us to listen carefully, and may we live for You and serve You with our whole heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
I thought this morning, while Claire's taking over the service, it looks like he made the announcement a while ago, and then he nodded and prayed, and then read the scripture and prayed. I thought of that story, that story nothing in an event. I was preaching with Joe Boyd. He was pastor of a church in Mesquite, Texas. And I was over preaching, and right before the service, a child was missing. And there's an inner circle family's child, and folks were so worried. In fact, Brother Boyd just left and went out himself trying to find the child, and left the service in charge of the song leader. And the song leader said, "Let's pray." He said, "Mr. Raymond, would you come and lead us in prayer that God will help us find the child?" Mr. Raymond, sitting over here, walked up on the platform. He led in prayer, and a little while later, somebody came in and said, "The child has been found. The child has been found." And they rushed to the platform and said, let's have a prayer of thanksgiving for that. Mr. Raymond, would you come and lead us in prayer, please? Mr. Raymond trudged up again, led in prayer. About 5 minutes later, Brother Boyd came back in, and he said, "Praise the Lord, everything is all right." He said, "Mr. Raymond, come and lead us in prayer of thanksgiving." And that time, folks were snickering. And I stood to preach, and I said, "Before I preach, I'd like to bow our heads for prayer. Mr. Raymond will be leading us in our prayer." So when I finish reading the scripture, Brother Bob LeClaire is going to pray for us again. And the reason we chose him is because he needs to catch up on his prayer life. And I was reading the Bible carefully, as I try to do, and there it was. The Lord is on my side. Just jumped out at me like a neon sign. The Lord is on my side. So every once in a while somebody says, "Are you on the Lord's side?" "Yeah, I'm on the Lord's side." But the Bible says He's on my side too. And then that next verse knocked me off the Christmas tree. The Lord taketh my part. The Lord taketh my part. I want to speak today on that subject. The Lord taketh my part. Our Heavenly Father, I pray You to help me as I speak, and our people as they hear, and those who visit and share with us in this hour. May we leave this place rejoicing that God, the great God of the universe, the Creator of all things, is on our side. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is on our side. The great I Am, the great Jehovah God, is on our side and taketh our part. bless the message and the people as they hear, and the messenger as he speaks. Amen. I, to be quite frank with you, I've read the Bible through many times. I had never noticed that verse standing out like I did recently. The Lord is on my side. And then even better, not only is the Lord on my side, but the Lord taketh my part. There are four words I need to explain this passage. The Lord taketh my part. There are four different words. Each is a doctrinal word that it would take to explain the words, the Lord taketh my part. Those four words are as follows. The word daysman, the word advocate, the word mediator, and the word intercessor. I say daysman, advocate, mediator, and intercessor. Now, normally, we think of these words as being synonymous, but they're not synonymous. A daysman is not the same as an advocate, and an advocate and daysman are not the same as a mediator, and a mediator is not the same as an intercessor. It takes all four of these words to explain what the Bible means when it says, the Lord taketh my part. Now, I'm going to take these words this morning. If you listen carefully, you'll learn something, and I think you'll be blessed. I'm going to take these words this morning and put them in proper order. The first word is the word daysman. In Job chapter 9, verse 32 and 33, Job said, if there were just somebody who could put his hand on God and put his hand on me. Oh, he said, if I just had a daysman. And that daysman means somebody, okay, I've mentioned this before. I was very poor, and now I'm able to live a middle-class type of a life. So I can understand the middle-class life. I also can understand those who live in poverty. Those of you that have fathers who are alcoholics, I can understand that. And so what Job was saying, if there was just somebody who could understand God and understand me, and he called that somebody a daysman. What he was really saying is, if there were just a God man, if there were a person who is God and yet man, he said it'd be easier for me to take all the heartache that I am now enduring. Let me paraphrase a little bit what he was saying. If there were someone who could understand me and understand God. Or, Job is saying, if there were someone who has sat on God's throne and yet at the same time has sit in the seat where I sit today. I believe I could take it, Job said. Or, if there were someone who could lay his hand on God and lay the other hand on me, I think I could take it. Or, if there were someone who could feel the pain I feel and at the same time feel the justice that God knows and feels, I believe I could take it. Or, if there was someone who could have God's strength and my weakness in the same person, I believe I could take it. Or, if there was someone who could be God and yet a man of sorrows. Or, if there could be someone who could be God and yet a man acquainted with grief. If someone could be God and yet be despised and rejected of men. If someone could be God and be a just umpire who has felt both of us in our circumstances. What he was saying was, if there could be someone who has felt God's omnipotence and my frailty. If there could be someone who has felt God's omniscience and my ignorance. If there could be someone who's felt God's omnipresence and my confinement. If there could be someone who's felt God's innocence and my guilt. If there could be someone who's felt God's strength and my weakness. If there could be someone who could help, who has felt God's possessions and yet has felt my needs. Someone who has been forsaken. If there could be someone who's been falsely accused, who has been slandered, who has been homeless with no place to lay his head, forsaken by his own loved one and betrayed by his friends. Job said, if there was just somebody
Oh, Job, I wish you could have lived in 2000 A.D. There is somebody. There is a God-man. There is one who is set on the throne in heaven and yet know where it is to walk the lonely paths and lonely trails to the Galilean shores. There is somebody like that. And that someone, ladies and gentlemen, is the Son of God himself. There is no pain that you feel that he has not felt, and yet he's God. There's no heartache that you felt that he has not known, and yet he's God. There is no burden that you've borne that he has not borne, and yet he's God. I don't care how discouraged you are this morning, he knows that discouragement. I don't care how lonely you are this morning, he knows that loneliness. I don't care how sad you are this morning, he knows that sadness. There is one. No, nobody else may understand. Nobody else may comprehend your problem. But bless God, there's one who one day sat on the throne of glory. The King of glory. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. The King of glory is going to come in. And that one condescended to be born of a virgin and live a lonely 33-year lengthy life on this earth. And he can feel your pain. I don't care what pain you feel, the Savior can feel your pain. I don't care what hurt you know, the Savior knows that same hurt. That's what the word daysman means. Thank God, you know, there's somebody who is God and also me. There's somebody who knows the justice and omnipotence of a great God, eternal King, and yet he knows what it's like down here. I wonder how many times I've prayed this prayer. Dear Jesus, Brother Claire, lead us in this prayer, would you please? Dear Jesus, you know how tough it was down here. You were here. You know the loneliness that I feel. You know the heartache that I feel. You know the scorn that I feel for my enemies. And Jesus, you were here. You know how tough it is. Have mercy on me. You know what it's like. Well, praise God, the great God of heaven became flesh so he could understand you. And he does understand you. Now then, that God, I have good news for you. That daysman is more than just a daysman. That daysman is also an advocate. 1 John 2:1, we said about this morning. If any man, my little children, these things write on you that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Now, I'm going to come over here this morning, and I'm going to represent this God-man. And this God-man, who knows what God is like, but knows what man is like, who can explain to the Heavenly Father what it was like on earth and intercede for us, as it were. We'll get to that after a while also. He is my daysman. But blessed be God, 1 John 2:1 says he's my advocate. Now, what does the word advocate mean? Oh, listen carefully. The word advocate means someone to run to my side. That's what it means. That's the text this morning in our lesson. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. And so, if we sin, this daysman, this God-man, this one who is God and yet was man, this one who knows God and yet knows man, this one that feels the justice of the heartbeat of Almighty God and yet feels the weakness of humanity, this one, when we stumble, he runs to our side. Or if we sin, he runs to our side. Or if we have a heartache, he runs to our side. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're down this morning, discouraged, defeated, lonely, you have a broken heart, I want to tell you, you may not know this, but your Savior is right by your side this morning. This daysman also is your advocate who runs to your side. So here he comes. Here he comes, that God-man. Here he comes, the one who understands. Here he comes. He's coming my way. I'm lonely. Here he comes. He's coming my way. My heart is broken. Here he comes. He's coming my way. I've stumbled into sin. Here he comes. He's coming my way. I have an illness. Here he comes. He's coming my way. I have a bereavement. I've lost a loved one. Or I have a serious disease. Here he comes. Hey, did you hear what I said? What is man that thou art mindful of us, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion of the work of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, the sheep and oxen, beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. I'm trying to tell you that the God who created the universe, that God is my daysman. He knows how I feel. And because he knows how I feel, when I need him, he runs to my side. He's stopping at my side. He asks my problem.
Are you lonely? Are you heartbroken? Are you sad? Are you bereaved? Are you depressed? And I tell him, Daysman, dear Daysman, who now has become my advocate, I have sinned. I'm a sinner. I am lost. God's righteousness won't let me back. Don't miss this now. God's righteousness won't let me back because it's a price on sin. And God will not allow sin to enter into heaven. And God will not fellowship with sin. And that's one reason why joining a church won't get you to heaven. That doesn't take care of the sin question. And that's why being baptized doesn't get you to heaven. That doesn't take care of the sin question. And that's why the Lord's Supper table can't get you to heaven. That doesn't take care of the sin question. I'm over here, and God is over there, and I'm separated from God. But this Daysman, who is God-man, he runs to my side as my advocate. But he says, what you need is a mediator. And that brings us to the third word. The word, he taketh my part. By the way, you ought to rejoice, brother. He takes my part. He takes your part. He's on your side. I'll get to this in another sermon, but Ms. Howes and I were in Niagara Falls. We're taking some preachers there who'd won a pastor school contest and had a wonderful night on Monday night and a good time on Tuesday. And it came Tuesday night. We had a little dinner cruise kind of a thing like they have over in Lake Michigan. And just before we were on the cruise, the phone rang, and Ms. McKinney told me that we'd been thrust into a terrible lawsuit, and I was already past 70, and I thought all that stuff was behind us, and I thought maybe we wouldn't have to go through stuff like this in our senior years, and Ms. Howes thought the same way, and we were just crushed, and I'll be honest with you, for a couple of days, we were way, way down, and we went down in the bottom, on the bottom deck, of the little boat there, and the meal was upstairs in his house, and I went down there, and we just sat there and stared at the water, I guess, for an hour, and didn't say anything because our hearts were crushed and our hearts were broken. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The Savior said, I've got a child that needs me. And so this God-man, who knows how I felt, he too was falsely accused. He too was lonely. He too had a heartache. And that's the sad thing. Brother, if you've got a problem, a burden of a heartache, don't go to Dr. Psychologist. Go to Dr. Jesus. He understands. And so he's this God-man who's walked the streets of glory and walked the dusty trails of Judea. He's God-man who walked the shores of the river of life and walked the shores of the dirty Jordan River. Here's the God-man who's eaten from the tree, the fruit of the tree of life, and eaten from the figs of the Garden of Gethsemane. Here's the God-man who feels the heartbeat of God and yet knows the burden and sorrow and heartache of man. And he says, one of my children is in need of help. And that night, on that little boat, the Heavenly Father, Jesus, if you please, he ran to our side as my advocate. But now, wait a minute. I say, dear Jesus, I'm glad you're at my side and you're the God-man. But he says, what you need is a mediator. I'm a sinner. There's a holy and just God over there. That my sins must be cared for, and so must yours. Jesus said, I am your daysman. I'm the God-man. But that's not enough. I'll be your advocate. I'll run to your side. But being by your side is not enough. I must be your mediator. I will make a plan where you, as a fallen sinner, can be restored to a holy and righteous God. And that's what the word mediator means. It means a peacemaker between two parties. It means a dispute settler. And I say, dear God, what can I do? Or Jesus, what can I do? So he who was my daysman became my advocate, ran to my side. When he got to my side, he said, you need a mediator. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go to the cross, and I'll take all the sins of mankind. I'll take your sins, Jack, and I'll place them on my record. And I'll pay the penalty for your sins. And I'll give you my righteousness if you'll trust me as your Savior. Now, what did God do? Stand up here, the two of you. And you turn your back against him like this. And here's God. God's bald-headed. You didn't know that, did you? Here's God, and here's man. And God cannot take man back. But Jesus came with the Calvary
as our mediator, our peacemaker, and paid the penalty for your sins and mine.
And now then, God can turn around and hold his hand out to man. So if God puts his Bible down, he can hold his hand out to man. And that's the picture of every single unsaved person in this room right there. You see it right there. You've turned your back upon God. And God now can turn his face toward you. Why? Because the peacemaker has satisfied his righteousness.
The penalty has been paid. The price has been paid. The account has been settled. Jesus paid it all. And now the Heavenly Father holds his hand out and says, I can take you back now. The peacemaker, the mediator,
has paid the price, and I can take you back. Anybody in this room this morning, okay, who you are, listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. If you'll do this, on the basis that Jesus Christ, the mediator, took your place, if you'll turn yourself toward God, God will take you back. Why? Because of the mediator. Turn around again, God. Turn around again. God, this fellow just joined the church. Can you take him back? This fellow just got baptized. Can you take him back? Well, I tell you what, he's turned over a new leaf. He quit his drinking and his smoking. Can you take him back? He confessed his sins to the priest. Can you take him back? Oh, but he went to the Pope and kissed his big toe. Can you take him back? He kissed all 10 toes. Can you take him back? He took the sacraments. Can you take him back? He was baptized as a baby. Can you take him back? No, sir. The only thing that will satisfy the demands of a holy and righteous God is the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. That's all. And so, as my daysman, he was God who understands me. But I need more than a daysman. I need an advocate. I need someone to run to my side when I'm in need. But I need more than an advocate. Coming to my side is not enough. I need a mediator. I need someone to arrange for God and me to get back together. Now watch carefully. Here's what happens all over America today. Somebody's taking the Holy Sacrament and turns around to God, but God won't turn around to him. Or somebody turns over a new leaf and turns around to God, but God won't turn around to him. Or someone goes to confession, he's going to get dizzy, and turns around to God, but God won't turn around to him. The only thing that turned around a holy and righteous and just God was when his Son, Jesus Christ, bore your sins in his body upon the tree and paid the penalty. So now God can look at us as sinless, as I said last Sunday night. When God looks at me, he doesn't see sin. He sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ he imputed to me when I trusted Christ. On that basis, God turns around and says, now I can take you back. Join hands, fellas. Now I can take you back. They're together again. Peace has been made. Harmony has been restored. God and man are back together. Why? The mediator. That's why.
The Lord Jesus. Thank you, fellas.
Well, I see two fellas standing out holding hands all the time. You're thinking about that already, I know. So, the Lord taketh my part. The Lord taketh my part. He's on my side. Takes four words. It takes the word daysman. There must be a God-man. It takes the word advocate. That God-man must run to our side when we're in need. It takes more than an advocate and daysman. It takes a mediator, somebody to make peace. The old story. A saint of God, elderly lady, was dying. Listen to me now. A saint of God was dying way up in years. They called her pastor. The pastor was out of town. And one of her relatives said, my pastor's in town. And they called their pastor and came to this little dying lady's bedside. Pastor came in. He had a white collar on, no tie, black clerical vestment on. And he walked up to the little dying lady's bedside and said, ma'am, you know you're dying. And she said, yes, I know that. And the pastor said, I need to ask you a question before you die. Have you made peace with God? And this little saint of God said, no, sir, I haven't. The pastor said, ma'am, you're dying. You better make peace with God. Are you sure you haven't made peace with God? No, ma'am. No, sir. I haven't made peace with God.
He said, well, then you know you're not ready to die. You can't go to heaven if you haven't made peace with God.
Oh, she said, I'm going to heaven.
But you said you hadn't made peace with God.
She said, no, Reverend, I haven't made peace with God. But 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ made my peace with God. That's the mediator.
The peacemaker. I need
a daysman who takes my part. But not just a daysman. I need that daysman to run to me when I'm in need. But that's not enough. I need a mediator. I need someone to make peace between me and my Creator.
Jesus is my daysman. Jesus is my advocate. Jesus is my mediator. He is the God-man who runs to my side, but says you need a mediator, so I'll step over in the office of a mediator, and I'll make peace between you and God. And anybody here today can come to God, not because you made peace, but Jesus has made peace with God for you.
And then I like what he says. He says, I'll beat that. Not only will I be your daysman, the God-man, not only will I be the God-man that runs to your side when you need me, not only when I get to your side will I make peace between you and the Heavenly Father, but he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll be your intercessor. Hebrews 7:25. Now, what does that mean? That's not the same as a daysman. That's not the same as an advocate. That's not the same as a mediator. The daysman is the God-man. The advocate runs to your side. The mediator makes peace. And the intercessor is the one who sits on the right hand of the Heavenly Father and intercedes for you and reminds the Heavenly Father that the peace has been made. He says, I will do. I'll sit right beside God the Father and constantly remind him.
Every once in a while somebody says, what do you think Jesus is doing now? I know what he's doing. He's at the right hand of the Father.
And he's reminding the Heavenly Father, the Father looks down and says, look at the old house down there. Good night. Yeah, he's a sinner.
No. Well, really not. But I'm using this as an illustration as if I were.
That guy's a sinner.
And Jesus said, Father, those sins have been charged to my record.
And the devil, the false accuser, the accuser of the devil. The devil comes and says, there, he sinned right there. He did. There's old Scott. He sinned more than House did. There's old Boardway. He's a Pharisee laughing right now at House and Scott. And the devil is the accuser of the brethren. And that's why I have an intercessor even now, that my daysman, my advocate, my mediator, and now my intercessor at the right hand of God the Father, saying, devil, Jesus paid for that sin. The price has been paid, and I've accepted the price. I'm satisfied with the mediation that Jesus has made. He said, not only will I sit beside God the Father and constantly remind him, oh, I love this, but he says, I, as your daysman, the God-man, who ran to your side as the advocate, who made peace between you and God as the mediator, not only will I sit at the right hand of the Father, but I'll take the very blood that I shed, my peacemaking blood, and I'll sprinkle that blood on the mercy seat in the presence of God the Father and remind him constantly it was that blood that paid the penalty for the sins of my people. Thank God today there's somebody who's my daysman. He's God. He's man. He understands me. My heart is broken. He understands his heart was broken. But thank God that that God-man, more than just being the God-man, thank God as an advocate he runs to my side. But thank God there's more to it than that. I have to have peace between me and God. And as my mediator, he steps over and made peace between me and God. But just to play it safe, he becomes my intercessor. Just in case God were to forget, he reminds God that my sins are under the very blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. And that means while I stand here this morning at the throne of Almighty God, there sits Jesus as my intercessor.
He who was my daysman, the God-man, my advocate, ran to me. My mediator made peace with God. Now as my intercessor, he sits on the right hand of the Heavenly Father with the very blood that was shed 2,000 years ago on Calvary. And before too long, we'll see that blood. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. He's my intercessor. Well, you talk about a salvation. You think you can lose it if you get it? Yeah, what you got, you can lose. But brother, when the God-man gets on the scene, and the God-man, the one who knows God and is God and became man, the God-man, but he rushes to your side as your advocate and makes peace with the Heavenly Father as your mediator, and then goes to heaven and sits down at the right hand of the Father, reminding the Father that that blood right there is the blood that was shed on Calvary. What do you mean lose it, brother? What do you mean lose it? Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. I've taken about 26 minutes this morning to tell you what it means, or what it meant when it said, He taketh my part. The Lord taketh my part. He's on my side. He's on my side. Dr. John Rice used to say almost every Monday morning when I'd meet him somewhere, if I was preaching with him, he'd say, Dr. Hines, you on the Lord's side? I'd like to tell you, Brother John, you're up there now. I traveled with you so many years, and I loved you very much. You're up there now where you're seeing the Savior. And you're looking at that blood that's on the mercy seat. Yes, Dr. Rice, I'm on the Lord's side, as you ask me every Monday morning almost. I'm on the Lord's side. But you know, now, He's on my side too. The Lord taketh my part. A while ago I mentioned this house, and I, that night on that little boat, we came back home. I didn't know what to do. $1 million lawsuit. Here I was, a 71-year-old man, thinking all those old battles were all behind me. I didn't have to face all that stuff anymore. I was about as low as you can get. I wanted to find the right lawyer. I prayed for God to give me wisdom. And it dawned on me, I know somebody that knows every lawyer in this whole area. The former Mayor McDermott, my good friend. I picked up the phone and called Mayor McDermott. By the way, I saw him the other day in a restaurant. He almost cried when he saw me. Most people do, but I called former Mayor McDermott, and I said, Mayor, if you needed the best lawyer in the area, who would you go to? He said, depends on what I'd done. He said, if it was a civil suit, if it was somebody suing me, he'd call one lawyer's name. He said, if I was going to kill somebody, he'd call another lawyer's name. I said, give me both names. I picked up the phone, and I called the lawyer that he recommended. Would you know it? Your daughter worked for him. Mrs. Faber, Mr. Faber's daughter, worked for him. And he had told her daughter, he'd read about it in the paper, the lawsuit. He said, I'd like to have that case. Well, I hadn't talked to him 10 seconds before he said, I'll take your case. And now I have what I think is the best civil lawyer in this Northwest Indiana area on my side. He taketh my part. I can beat that. I have the God-man, the daysman, the advocate, and the mediator, and the intercessor on my side today. He's on my side, and he taketh my part. And so if you're discouraged this morning, come to the daysman-advocate-mediator-intercessor. He's right by your side. If you're lonely, come to him. Ask him to take your case. If you've never trusted Christ, right where you are, look up to God and say, Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm lost. I know I deserve to go to hell. But I know that Jesus became my mediator. The daysman as an advocate rushed to me as a mediator and now offers me salvation. Let him take your case. He'll take your part. He'll be on your side. And by the way, when you stand before a holy God, you're going to need a pretty good lawyer. Let me recommend my attorney, even Jesus Christ. Would you bow your heads, please?